Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, well, good Tuesday morning, Buffalo. It is Joe Beamer in for the Hall of Famer, Sandy Beach. We'll have a little fun. We'll wake you up. We'll make sure it's a pleasant start to this not yet middle of the week day. As always, for the first segment or two, we're joined by Brian Mazurowski. Brian, thank you for staying around.
Hey, no problem. Anything for you, Joe.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. First, we have to start with obviously the biggest story of the day. What's everyone talking about? The Mets beat the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. So they split the season series. Jacob DeGrom actually got run support, something we haven't seen much of this season, only giving up two runs. And Jose Bautista, Oppo Field, looking great. Michael Conforto, Fordo hitting one out. Severino giving up some long balls. The Mets victorious. And as I told Brian, some could say it's the last meaningful game of the season.
Yeah, others said that happened in April. And, you know, Joe, at this point, are the ads on, like, the Mets broadcast, like, tailored exactly to you because you're one of, like, five people watching the game still?
Actually,
so you tune in, you're like, man, I just bought that yesterday. And they're like, yeah, we know, because you're the only person watching these games.
Most of the ads are, get ready for next season with. It's nothing to do with later this year or, hey, come out in September. But so the Mets getting the win over the Yankees, I thought that was an important story. Brian, on the other hand, focusing on Buffalo pizza.
I got into a Twitter argument yesterday. Well, I just saw there was the article that came out. Where was it?
This was on the Daily Beast.
The Daily Beast. I think it was in a few different places, too. I saw it all over the place that somebody wrote a national article about how Buffalo might be the pizza capital of the entire U.S. And I thought it was about time that Buffalo, right, got its due when it comes to pizza. We're always talked about for wings. You know, sometimes people mention the beef on weck. But our pizza here, I think anybody from here who goes somewhere else can definitely say our pizza here, it's just tough to match. It's tough to find pizza as good as Buffalo pizza anywhere else. Now, you have other places that have different styles, right? You have your New York. That's a very distinct style of pizza. And sure, it's all right. Chicago has that casserole that they call a pizza. And it's their own style. And for some people, they like it. That's cool, too. And maybe there are a few others out there. But that Buffalo-style pizza, it's hard to get anywhere else.
I think you're right. It's always consistent. Mostly, no matter where you go here in Buffalo, you're going to get a consistently good slice of pizza. It's funny, heading down to Blacksburg as often as I do, the pizza down there, here are the places they find as good pizza. Domino's and Pizza Hut.
Yeah, it's all that chain pizza in most other places. So somebody tweeted out this article, and they said, you know what, it's amazing. Finally, we're getting our due when it comes to pizza. Other states, you know, other places around the country just can't hold a candle to what we have here in Buffalo. And I tweeted back, said, other states? I mean, how localized it is? Try going down the road to Rochester and getting a good pizza. Just an hour down the 90. It's like a foreign land. Not only can you not get a beef on weck, you can't get good pizza anywhere there. Well, that apparently set all of the Rochester people off on Twitter. Still this morning, that happened yesterday afternoon. Still this morning, people tweeting me about different places in Rochester that have good pizza. And some of them might have decent points, but something that someone else brought up is that Buffalo has its own style. Like, people are, you know, saying these places in Rochester that have good pizza. I mean, you can go there and get a slice of pizza and it's fine, whatever. But it's like New York style pizza that kind of anyone can make, right?
It's good pizza compared to the chains, as you said, right? I mean, in other areas, you're taking a local pizza and you're going to compare it to Domino's or Pizza Hut. In Buffalo, you have a ton of amazing pizza places to compare it to. There are a lot that stand out. If you live in Buffalo and go to Domino's or Pizza Hut, I don't understand it.
I really don't understand it either. There's a great place on every corner, and just about everybody knows how to make that buffalo style pizza. You know, some of the comments that were coming into me, you know, somebody mentioned, you know, all these pizza places that the Rochester people are mentioning are brick oven or New York style. There's no decent regional Rochester pizza like there is in Buffalo. And that's entirely correct.
And I'd argue, now, obviously, getting New York-style pizza from New York is the best, but I think there are some great places here in Buffalo that offer New York-style pizza close to New York City style.
You know what? There's great places everywhere that offer New York-style pizza. And guess what? I don't think it's all that hard to make.
I think
just to say.
Here's what I think you should do. You should pull a Mike Baggerman, and you should go to Rochester and test all those pizza places and then compare it to Buffalo pizza. I think you should do a 10-week series.
Yeah, you know, eating pizza that much, Joe, it's not going to sit well with me. Even though I love pizza, I could eat pizza for days and days and days. I won't do it.
Pizza is like French fries. I believe you said once, French fries, it's almost impossible to say no to. If there's a slice of pizza in front of me, it's very difficult.
You're always thinking, what's one slice?
Exactly.
You know, French fries, it's a side dish. You know, come on, let me just have a few.
See, for me, a slice of pizza, just add calories to it because I love pizza dipped in blue cheese.
Ugh.
Oh, I think it's a great taste.
Well, I'm not a blue cheese person in general, but I'm not a pizza dipper. Some people dip their pizza in ranch. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
Ugh. No thanks.
Have you ever been somewhere else? I know this happened to Mike. You've been somewhere else, you've gotten a pizza, and you've asked for blue cheese to dip in, and they give you a cup of ranch.
Oh, no. Well, I never have to worry about that because the pizza stands on its own. If it's good enough, it stands on its own. That's how it works here in Buffalo.
That's why I like splitting wings with Brian Mazurowski. I always get both cups of blue cheese.
You get both cups of blue cheese. If you like the wings, I'll take all the drums, and we can split them that way, too.
I have to tell you, let's talk about food. Now, I haven't had one of these in almost 2 years, but I have been craving a double Whopper with cheese for the last week or so. And I have not honestly gone to Burger King in 2+ years. And I am craving a double Whopper with cheese. Is that weird?
That is weird. What, did you get the sniff? Something like that. That'll happen to me every once in a while, but it's only if I think about something. You know, yesterday I knew what I was having for dinner beforehand, early that morning. So I was sitting here all morning long thinking about what I was going to have for dinner that night.
I'll tell you what it is.
That'll happen.
The day before I left for Vegas, I did a show on fast food because the Big Mac was celebrating 50 mm-hmm. years. And I was looking for all of these videos of the Big Mac. And then what started popping up on my YouTube front page.
Now Google thinks that you just like to watch videos of hamburgers.
Yeah, so I'm getting like top 10 fast food mystery menu, and I've been watching all of them. And when I was in Vegas, I did have an In-N-Out burger, and now all I can think about is a Whopper. Hey, when we come back, the Pyramid Show, I didn't even know the Pyramid Game had returned.
I didn't know it either until last night, and let me tell you, it is back with a bang.
The last time I remember, I believe it was in syndication with Donny Osmond hosting, but apparently it's back, and we have a clip that Brian brought for us. Also, we're going to get into New York 27. What are you looking for? What is the party looking for when it comes to a candidate? We will get into that after this. It's Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer in for the legend Sandy Beach here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Terry in Texas just texted in, and I want to say, Terry, you can call me on air, whatever you want to call me on air, as long as it's within the FCC guidelines. You can give me whatever nickname. I will greatly appreciate it.
So you told your date the other night, too.
I did. Hey.
As long as it's within the FCC guidelines.
Before we get into the pyramid thing, I want to say I had what I consider was a successful date on Saturday. But as I was talking about yesterday, I don't think it'll be successful until the second date actually happens. So to me, I thought it was a successful date. But I've thought that before, and then there was no second. So we'll see what happens. But the B Machine did have a date on Saturday, and more to come, hopefully.
Hopefully. As long as she's not listening to this, I think there'll be more to come.
Yeah, well, I know she listened on Sunday, so that might have already been the...
Oof. Kidding, Joe.
So, Brian, this for those who weren't up at 5:50 this morning, set this clip up, because you do it perfectly, and then we'll play it and talk after.
Oh, my goodness. I saw this. This was kind of making the rounds all over Twitter late last night, and it's apparently the return of the pyramid. It used to be the $10,000 pyramid. Then you said it used to be the $25,000 pyramid.
I believe when Donny Osmond hosted, it was the $25,000 pyramid. It was in syndication at the time.
Okay, so it's returned as the $100,000 pyramid because it's just $10,000 isn't enough anymore to devote an hour of programming to. So the way it works, you have a celebrity, you have a contestant, and then you have something that pops up on the screen. And you have to say words that aren't in, you know, what you're trying to get whoever to say. You know, say, you know, the word is house. And I have to get you to say house. I would say brick. You'd say house or something like
that. The Commodore's nice.
Yeah, you know, something like that. Well, anyways, to set this up, this is like the final round. And they have the clue ready to go. And Tim Meadows, the actor, is on the one side of the chair. The contestant is on the other. It's the contestant giving the clue to Tim Meadow. And the clue, what he's trying to get Tim Meadows to say is people whose last name is Obama.
Evan and Tim, for $50,000. Here's your first subject. Go.
Bin Laden.
He takes his time. He has to take his breath. People whose last name is Obama. Joe, what would you say?
Barack.
He goes, Bin Laden. That is not what you're supposed to say in that scenario.
That would not be the first clue. Now, maybe if I got through everyone in the family and I just had to give out clues of the presidency, maybe Bin Laden would finally get there. But the first thing, people who last name are Obama. Okay. Bin Laden.
I saw that. I laughed as hard as I did. I woke my wife up from downstairs. She had no idea what was going on. What are you laughing at? I think I had a tear rolling out of my eye. That's probably the funniest game show moment there's been in years and years and years.
And it was the first Monday without The Bachelorette, so the pyramid was the best thing to watch last night.
It was? Well, man,
other than the Mets beating the Yankees, of course.
I wish I saw it live. I saw the clip on Twitter, and that was all I needed to see.
And I have to say, Tim Meadows, the ladies' man, looking pretty good. Looking pretty good.
The ladies' man was looking pretty good.
Now, we had Cher Bear on last half hour talking about the Vermont governor's race. And a 14-year-old who obviously had no spending, trailing, his peers can't vote for him. When you were 14, Brian, did you ever think of, you know, I want to be governor?
No, I never would have ever crossed my mind. That is kind of a bummer, though. I didn't even think about that. Not only everyone's making such a big deal, he can't even vote for himself. It's not that. He was going to rally his entire class out to the polls to vote for him. That would have really gave him a bump. And they can't vote either.
They can't vote. Maybe
you just have to get his teacher.
I was going to say, maybe a few teachers, but I think even as small as Vermont is, that's not going to be enough.
Yeah, and some extended family. Maybe you can make a blip.
Possibly.
I don't know. Past that, it's going to be rough.
I have to say, when I was 14, I was a member of the Amherst High School student government, but that was because at certain times, we could get out of class.
Mm.
Just like why I did the morning announcements.
I think they let you out of class if you're the governor.
Right? Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You have to have some say over that.
Do you think he got out of class to campaign, though? I doubt he had that time to campaign.
I don't think so. I think this campaign has been going on all throughout the summer. Once school starts, it's going to be rough. After school events only. So like 3 p.m. to, you know, like 8 p.m. He's got a tight window there to do all of his campaign events.
He'd be very different to cover because, as you know now, we get a lot of the governor and politician speeches early in the morning, around 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
Not with him. They'd be all evening. He might be able to hit
hitting
that.
The evening news?
Yeah, the evening news. He might be able
Take
to hit that
live.
Early bird dinner special, you know?
Like go and meet the voters?
Exactly, if he wins this primary. That's just my thinking.
I don't know. I think it would be interesting just to see him in a general election.
All right. Now, Brian, we've been talking about NY27 since 9:07 Wednesday morning when Aaron Katursky called in. I've done 6 hours of programming on NY27. Let me ask you, as a news guy, as the co-host of the morning news program, Has this been more fun than a regular election to cover since what's happened?
I mean, it's definitely more interesting, right? Because in what, the months leading up to this, it really didn't get any attention. Certainly didn't have any attention nationally. And locally, it was really minimal. Because in that district, with those two candidates, you could kind of see where it was headed. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of polling done because not a whole lot of polling needed to be done at that point. There was no primary challengers on primary day on either of those lines. Now everything changes. I mean, it's a scenario that you're really not going to see. Hopefully you don't see too often where a sitting congressman is indicted on charges like Chris Collins was. But it's certainly something that doesn't happen very often, especially so close to an election where not only do you have this story, which is a huge story of a sitting congressman indicted on charges related to insider trading, but now you also have the fallout, which is what we're covering today, what we'll be covering later on tonight, as we said all morning long, the how and the who. The how do you remove Chris Collins' name from the ballot? And then who do you replace that name with? So all of that has to be decided in a really quick amount of time. And then even after that, after all that hustle and bustle is done of how and who, then you have an actual campaign, something that's going to be a whole lot closer watched and probably a whole lot more exciting than it would have been had it been Chris Collins in that seat.
Yes, a lot to fit in what's going to be a very small time. We'll talk about that when we come back. Hey, an update from Tree Haven with Randy Bush over. All right, welcome back. It's Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And yes, the talk continues. NY27, the election's heating up. Chris Collins getting his name off the ballot, or the party to get his name off the ballot. Lots of ways to do it. We had Kevin Hardwick on over the weekend talking about that. And now you have a list of 15 or 16 candidates who have all thrown their name in there or have been mentioned, from state senators, state assembly, local politicians in the county, and our very own David Bellavia. So I'm asking you, when it comes to replacing Chris Collins on the ballot, which do you think will loom more important? So I'd like to know, what do you think is more important? And then do you think what the party thinks is more important is different than what you may think if you were picking who to replace? On WBEN.com, we have name recognition or campaign war chest and fundraising ability. And 74% of our listeners think name recognition. I agree with that. Name recognition throughout the district, right? But as we saw when Chris Lee was booted off and Jane Corwin was put on the ballot to run against Kathy Hochul in a special election, the party obviously there went with financing over name recognition. Will they make that? Will they do that again? And do you think it's a mistake? Is there some way that in R11, I mean, we're talking about a district Republicans have a pretty solid hold on. Do you think that district could go Democrat? Do you think there's someone out there? Is there a name out there that the party could go with, say it's because of their financing and not their name recognition, that might not be as popular with the party as somebody else and could cost Republicans this seat? I do think there are certain people out there, and we'll get to those. I'd like to know from you who you think the Republicans could put on in an R11 and might result in not every Republican voting for them. Okay, Republicans staying home, maybe as Democrats did in 2016, maybe voting down the line for a minor party, or just skipping that altogether, writing someone in. Is that a challenge for the Republicans? Could they make that mistake with one of the people running that would lose them in R11? We are talking about a heavily favored seat. And then also we could talk about the domino effect. We have Chris Jacobs, Mike Ranzenhofer. Their names are on there. What if they do get in? Now you have an empty seat in Albany, and you could risk that going Democrats. How does that affect overall politics here in the state? 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone. And maybe you don't want to talk today. maybe your voice just isn't 100% there, you'd like to shoot me a text, 3930. I will be happy to read that on the air. We have our buddy Terry in Texas lively on the text board this morning, which is always great. Always great to see Terry up early. Someone says, the party will put someone on with money and lose the seat. Typical Republican thinking. We've seen this before from this party, especially locally. Now, I understand when the Chrisley happened, that was a different seat. All right, we've lost a seat here in New York. So that was a different seat, not the exact same district. This one, a little more heavily Republican, a lot more rural area. But if you go money over name recognition, when you're talking about, you're not talking just about New York. Erie County. You are talking about New York State. You're not talking about just Erie County. This is a huge district. And if someone who might be as popular here in Erie County doesn't have that name recognition, or maybe it's somebody that, okay, they have the name recognition, but it's not a good name recognition. Yeah, I know who that person is, but I'm not sure I want to throw my support by him and stay home. This isn't an election year where there's a lot of important elections going on. The president not on the ballot, right? Are people going to stay home? Could the Republicans lose this seat if they make a mistake? I'd like to hear from you. 803-0930. We'll start it off with Dan in West Seneca. Dan, good morning.
Morning, Joe. How are you? And congratulations. You're getting a lot of airtime.
I appreciate that, Dan.
Joe, you know what? I'm listening to the whole thing, and yes, I think this is a wonderful civics lesson for everybody in Western New York. But, I mean, we've seen other public officials do bad things and be removed. Spiro Agnew was vice president under Nixon. He was removed for income tax evasion. Nixon himself was impeached and left office. I think what's lacking in this discussion about the 27th district is the fact that yet it was another politician who misbehaved, who we the people elected. We sent them to represent us and our concerns in our districts. And what they did is they got there, they represented their own interest, they act on their own behalf. More often than not lately, they think they're above the law. And it's we the people, whether you're Republican or Democrat, it's we the people who are left wondering what the heck is going on. And I listened to you yesterday. It was extensive yesterday. It was very informative. But nobody from the Republican Party, nobody from the Democratic Party, nobody is addressing the fact that maybe this is an opportunity to have a discussion about the integrity of the people that we elect and send to Washington.
That's a great point, Dan, because like you said, it's not just one or the other party. We've had numerous corrupt politicians who have obviously been in D.C. and couldn't care less. And Chris Collins was obviously already dabbling in personal affairs. He was going to run again with all his focus on a legal battle. Dan, I have to ask you, looking at NY27, do you think the Republican, is there a candidate out there, being someone from the other end of the political spectrum, is there someone out there that you think the Republicans could pick that would lose them the seat?
Yes, that could be done based on who steps forward, but I'm a Democrat, and I'm going to tell you there's a lot of fine Republicans from Western New York and the other parts of the state that could take that seat and maybe become the next Jack Kemp. Maybe you could see a future HUD secretary, a vice presidential candidate. We have a lot of fine people, and it doesn't matter that the party they come from. Frankly, I'm kind of getting tired of party politics. This is the United States of America. Once we're elected, we do the people's business. That is how I was taught, and I would like to see that again. Patrick Gallivan, there's probably no reason why he needs to be congressman from that district. He's doing a fine job where he is. He has been a wonderful public servant, no matter what side of the aisle you are from. He certainly could step up, go to Washington. He'd do a fine job. And that's where I would like to see the focus. I would like to see fine men and women not talk about what party they represent, but talk about the community that they come from, the country that they were privileged to reach their success in, and how can they make it better?
All right. Hey, Dan, always a good call. A great point. I do think we need to have that discussion. Maybe we should start focusing on people we know will actually serve us in Washington, not themselves. Dan, we'll talk soon. 803-0930. I'm asking you, what should the Republicans be looking for when they want to take Chris Collins' spot on the ballot? That's gone. What should they be looking for to replace it? Name recognition, war chest, fundraising ability. I'm also asking, we can continue from yesterday, who of the names chosen or the names listed would you like to see run? Is there someone there? Maybe someone you haven't heard mentioned on this station's running or has thrown their name in and you'd like to see them on the ballot. Not so well known in Erie County, but in other parts of the district. I'd love to hear from you. 803-0930 if you're in the district. Also, we did this on Sunday and got a few calls. I'm going to throw it out there again. Do you live on Grand Island and have something good or bad to say about Nate McMurray to the people who would be voting in that election come November? I'd like to hear from you as well. 803-0930. Hey, it's a great Tuesday. The rain's going away. It's going to get sunny out. It's going to be beautiful. Let's kick it off right. Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach. More after this. It's Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We are talking about everything to do with NY27. We're getting closer and closer to a candidate being named. And I want to know, what should the party be looking at? Name recognition, maybe the funding behind that candidate, something else I haven't mentioned. Is there someone out there of the named candidates you think could lose the seat for Republicans? Someone on the text line asked, what is R11? That means that the Republicans have an 11% advantage over Democrats in that district. So that's what they mean when they say R11. It is a heavily favored Republican district. Is there a name out there you think could cost Republicans the seat? Again, name recognition, is that what you're looking for? Are people online at WBEN.com, 74% say they think they should be looking for name recognition. What do you think the party's going to look for? Do you and the party see the same thing? Do you live on Grand Island? Do you have a message for people who could be voting in NY27, good or bad, about Nate McMurray? I have to say, I don't live on Grand Island, but Nate McMurray, always nice when he's in here in studio. He's been on with Kevin at least twice on Sundays. So I'd like to know, is there something the voters of NY27 should know about Nate before they get to that poll? 803-0930, star 930. We have Sam and Clarence. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. You're doing a great job.
I appreciate that, man. What you got for us?
I'm out in Clarence here. We do not want a liberal Democrat here. I'll be working hard for any candidate. I have never worked for a candidate, but I do not want this guy to win. The Buffalo News says he's a centrist. We can see through that. The guy's a pro-abortion liberal. He's an open borders liberal. They want to push transgender bathrooms. This is a radical party that hates white people, hates Christianity. I gave up on the Democrats 30, 40 years ago. I will fight tooth and nail. I'll go door to door if I have to, put signs up, because I do not want this guy representing my district. I'm sorry.
Now, Sam, let me ask you. There's 15 names out there.
Carl Paladino is the best of the lot, but I'll vote for anybody over this guy. Even if I don't like establishment politicians, I don't like the $750 billion defense industry budget. I have left-leaning positions on some issues, but I'm a Second Amendment guy. I'm an independent, actually. I'm a thinking man. I was a teacher in political science and history. I know what's coming. We have to fight. These leftists have taken over New York. We'll never win another governorship or a senatorial race. The attorney generals will never win another statewide office. We can only fight locally now. And if we lose this congressional district, I'm out of here. I'm moving out of New York.
Sam, good point. And I like Carl, too. Carl's a great guy. Obviously, if I was in the district, I'd be all about David Bellavia, but it's not my district. Let me ask, do you think Carl would win the seat easily? And is there someone on that list that wouldn't win it as easily as Carl?
He'd win it in the Erie County part. You just mentioned it earlier. That's a big district. So they don't, you know, I know Carl won. I think he won Erie County against Cuomo, if I'm not mistaken.
He did, yes.
So that's why he's made for this district. He doesn't even live in the district, though. I was mentioning that to my wife. So I don't know what is he allowed to run? Is he in the district?
No, he's just like Nate McMurray, also out of the district. But they give you a year to move into it if you win the election.
So he has residency then in this district, then, Carl.
Yes, he can establish it if he wins, yes.
Oh, that's okay. That was a rule I forgot about, okay? But, Joe, I just try to tell you, I'm fired up because I know when I go out to vote now, I can't win a senatorial seat anymore. That's gone. We can't. The presidents don't even come here anymore. They used to years ago. Reagan won New York in 1984. It's just slowly the California, the West Coast of New York, you don't even have a chance to win a statewide election anymore. So all the hope we have as conservatives, and I'm pretty far to the right, you can tell, but the idea is we don't have a chance, and if we lose this, I'm going to live in a district with a liberal who favors abortion, late-term abortion, open borders, bringing in more refugees, bringing transgender bathrooms. This is too much for me.
All right. Hey, Sam, I can definitely tell you're fired up. Go out there and campaign. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for the kind words as well. Don't be a stranger to the show, Sam and Clarence. Here's a man who's not a stranger to the show. Always a great call. Pete in Ontario. Pete, good morning.
Hey, the Bloody Beamer Show. Listen, you know what? At this point, I think one thing has got to be clear. Just like that gentleman said, he brought all the issues up. The person who is elected in the 27th, I personally believe it should be David. I like David. He's a good patriot. Carl has no chance. He doesn't have a chance because of the slip-ups he's made. Not going to happen. But they've got to, in their head, do exactly what Rush Limbaugh has always said. Don't go there to look across the aisle. What is that? There's no across the aisle. You're there to defeat progressive liberalism. Liberalism is a sickness. It's an ideology. It's like some kind of strain of bacteria that gets into through the fingernails and gets into the brain. And then they never go backwards. Very few cross backwards. The ones that are stuck on the ideology of sheer liberalism are the ones that do come back. They weren't knowledgeable in the first place. But they've ran across people like yourself or Rush or Getback or Hannity or something that's opened their eyes and they've seen the light. But that's it. That's all I got to say is just we got to wipe out liberalism.
Hey, Pete, and I agree with you about David. He is probably the one candidate that is known at every aspect of this district. You don't have anyone else on that list that is known as well throughout the district.
Do you think, though, Mr. Beamer, that the committee, the people picking this, I hope they don't have any other motives. I hope that they see, let's face it, you did a little poll yesterday, people calling in. It was 70% Bellavia, and he has name recognition. Can you imagine if this movie comes out?
Oh, exactly. If his movie comes out within the next month, that would be one of the best campaign helpers of all time.
Is it Ron Howard that's actually directing it?
Yes.
Man. That's something else, eh?
Hey, Pete, we got to go for news. Always a great call. Thank you so much. Pete's right. I think, personally, obviously I have a bias, is David is the best known in the district. I think he probably has the less baggage, and it's going to be name recognition. You can throw as much money as you want at someone. If no one knows who they are, it doesn't matter. 803-0930, we'll talk after news, but first, I have a cash code for you. The 10 a.m. cash code is SICK. S-I-C-K, SICK. Text it to 72881 for your chance at $1,000.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.